Hello everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing chicken lollipops, and it's a finger food, it's an appetizer, it's on the go item. They're really great for parties. It just requires a little bit of cleaning with the or moving the skin up from the wings. So let's get started and I'll show you how we're gonna do this. I have here about 2 pounds of chicken wings, and these chicken wings are in three parts, and I'll show you that. Let's go ahead and review our ingredients. I've got some breadcrumbs here that I toast my own bread, and then I just put it into the toaster, and then I put it in the food processor, so I have that. And we're gonna be seasoning that too. I've got 2 eggs here, and to the 2 eggs, we're gonna be adding a little bit of flour. Now this is all in the end. So this is just in the end. As far as marinating it, we're gonna marinate it with ginger and garlic, salt, lemon pepper, onion powder, and black pepper. So let's get started. I'm gonna show you how this is gonna work here. Since we don't need, and we're gonna need about 2.5 cups of oil that we're gonna use when we're gonna fry this. Now you can bake this. I just choose to fry it because I don't make this often. I only make it once in a while. All right, so here I have got chicken wings, which are in three parts. We've got the tip, and then we've got like the drumstick part, and then we've got the middle part here. So what we're gonna do with this is, the best thing to use this to cut this, I love using my kitchen shears. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm just gonna feel for the bone here. And you know, just don't be scared to feel the bone. There's just that little part in here which you can feel it going back and forth. So I'm just gonna take that and I'm gonna just cut it. See how simple it is? Now, usually people use these to make chicken stock. I throw them away just because I don't cook with fat at all. Now we're gonna come here, and what we're gonna do here is we're just gonna dislocate the wing, just like so. Now when you dislocate it, you can feel it right there, all right? So I've got it completely dislocated. And see how simple this is? Okay? So we have that right here, okay? Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna use this knife here, and you just wanna move the flesh over. And this is why I don't make this very often, just because it's got this prep work here. You just wanna move the flesh over, just like so, okay? Once you move it over, and once you've dislodged the skin, what you want to do is you just want to push the meat down, and it's slippery, believe me. Okay, just want to move the meat all the way down, and then what you're going to do is just going to turn it inside out, just like so. See that? Just have a piece of bone here, which I'm going to take out. There we go. See how simple that was? All right. Now, you could do the same thing with the, not the drumstick part, but the middle part. I'm just going to show you one, and that's because I usually don't use this as my lollipops, but people do. So I just kind of wanted to show you that you could use this. My family loves eating these just fried up, so I'm not gonna, I don't turn these into lollipops. But there is another part of the bone here. So there's basically 2 bones, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna take that bone out, just like so. Then again, we're gonna turn them around, and you're just gonna shape it like a lollipop. There we go. So this is, I'm gonna show you just one more how we're gonna cut this. Just one more so that you have an idea. Again, you can feel the part here. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna cut this. There we go. Then we're gonna dislodge the bone. It's really simple to dislodge it. And when you turn it around, you'll feel that it's dislodged right in there. And so that's the best guide to help you cut right through that. Mm-mm. Okay, now what we're gonna do is we're gonna again try and move this flesh over. Once you just get a little bit of it off, then you should be able to get the rest out pretty simply. And the other thing that makes it hard for me is because I put my gloves on, so it just makes everything really slippery. But so we're just gonna push down. There's one part here that's okay. And then you're gonna turn it inside out. Just like that. There you go. So we're gonna toss the tip. And as far as the wing, I've already shown you once how to do it. For me, I'm just gonna put it in here, let it marinate. So I'm gonna have just the wing part because my family loves this part. And then I'm gonna go ahead, finish all this up. When we come back, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna fry these up. Got all my lollipops, chicken lollipops done. They're actually really, really cute. See? So now we're gonna go ahead and marinate all this. I'm gonna add the ginger and garlic paste in here. Okay. That reminds me, I need to take another one out of the freezer. Then we're gonna add the onion powder in here. Lemon pepper, a good amount. Salt. And I'm not using my same hands where I might have some chicken on it, so. And then we're gonna add some pepper. And then what we're gonna do is we're just gonna mix this really well. Okay, that's it. We're gonna leave this for about half an hour to marinate. And then when we come back, we're gonna fry these up. So I started frying these up and I just wanted to show you what I did was the flour and the egg, I just mixed it together. I'm gonna dip it in there and then I'm gonna dip it into the breadcrumbs. Now I do wanna make all of them dipped in breadcrumbs because my husband doesn't really like stuff dipped in breadcrumbs. So what I did was I dipped some of them and then some of them I just went ahead and just put it in just without any dipping. So when I'm done, I'm gonna show you, you know, the difference of what they're gonna look like with and without. So basically they've been frying for about 5 to 7 minutes. I'm gonna go ahead and drain these out and I just wanna show you the difference between the ones that we coated and the ones that we have not coated with the bread mixture. And both of them took the same amount of time to cook. Turned my stove off and let's go ahead and see and I want to show you. See here, this one is the one that's coated, So we're gonna put that right over here. And then these, the littler ones, are the ones that we have not coated. The bread just gives it a really, a body, basically. So let's see, how do I wanna do this? So we're just gonna put those over here. This right there, so. Isn't that cute? Looks more like a flower than a lollipop, doesn't it? Okay, so there we have it. And if you want, you can sprinkle. And then these ones here also, I did not coat with the breadcrumb mixture or the egg mixture. I put them straight into the fryer and I just fried them without the any of the bread coating. So basically there you have it. And I'm not much of a chicken person. So I'm gonna take a little bite of the chicken. I'm just give it a taste test here. It's really good, but all I can have is one and I'm done with. That's just how I am with chicken. And then I have the green chutney here. Watch my video on how to make green chutney at home. This is store-bought just sweet chili sauce. And that concludes our episode of chicken lollipops. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.